Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hey, welcome to my first bonus episode. So whenever I have something to say that is not strictly related to the content I usually share, or something that is a bit time sensitive, I will do a bonus episode. So today's bonus episode is about the Canva Create event. I wanted to share all the new features they shared at the event itself, because I think that Canva is becoming super, super cool. And I think you will definitely benefit from these. So this event happened last week, and I wanted to share it with you. Not too late, because I would normally share about it in my create part of the process, but that's in 2 weeks. So I wanted to film this episode regardless and make it a bonus one. So there are a couple of things, actually more than a couple. They actually shared quite a few new features, but there are a couple of things that I am going to share with you today. So the first thing that they shared is magic design. If you upload an image and select a style, magic design will make templates that would work with your image. So you don't have to look for templates. You don't have to think about how to design your leaflet or Instagram post or whatever. All you have to do is use magic design and everything will be done for you immediately. Next is magic edit. So this is another really, really cool feature. So if your picture is missing something or you want to swap something out, Magic Edit will let you add or replace something in the image. So you have to select the area where you want this new thing to be and then describe what you want to add. Canva uses an AI editor, so the AI will come up with whatever it is you need. Next new feature is translate. So you have an option to translate text within your designs, and there are over 100 languages to choose from, so you don't have to use any other translating software. I personally am not the biggest fan of this because I still think that automated translation is not the best way to go. I am a linguist myself, but yes, if you need it, it is there. Another really cool feature is Beat Sync. So you can automatically sync audio with video. So if you have beats and you don't really want to spend hours trying to sync your videos to the beat, you can use the Beat Sync and it will be automatically synced. And you can choose from their library of audio or you can upload your own. That's amazing. Then we have Draw, which was introduced a while ago, but I think that they worked on it more and that it has some new features now. So you can now draw in Canva. So you can open a whiteboard or you can just use your designs to write, and you can draw by hand or you can sketch a shape, and then you have a shape assist, which is Canva's AI drawing assistant, which will polish it out. So if you draw a star, it will turn it into a really nice one. So you don't really have to look for elements anymore. All you have to do is use Draw by Canva. Next one is Magic Eraser, which is something that is, I think, so cool, because now anyone can be a designer, if I may. So you can remove anything from your image. So all you have to do is brush over the area and then click on the magic eraser and the item will disappear from your photos. Next is creating animation. So you can now create your own animation. You may know that you can animate any element in Canva, but now you can animate it however you want. There used to be only a few different animations, but now you can make the element jump or do whatever you want it to do. You can play with it, create some really cool Instagram reels with it, and even videos as posts or carousels. So you can definitely do a lot there. Another thing they introduced a while ago is Magic Write, which is something like ChatGPT, but within Canva, where you can ask it to generate some ideas or write some text. But the new thing is that it's now available in every single design. The Magic Write used to be available in Docs only, but now you can use it wherever you are designing. So that's really, really cool as well. So you don't have to go back to Docs, then copy and then paste it in your design and go back. And so that's really amazing. Another thing that has been available for a while now is text to image. So you can now tell Canva about an image you'd like to get. You don't have to search the internet to find the perfect image. All you have to do is describe what you want Canva to generate. And then you can select the style like painting, 3D, filmic, dreamy, etc. And it will create images for you. So you will get 4 images. If you don't like them, you can regenerate them. And you basically have whatever you need. So you can have a person, you can have animals, you can have different objects. So whatever you need in whatever color you want it, you can have it. So that's one of the best features. I actually love it so much. So I'm definitely going to play with it. I already have a little bit, but whenever I need something photo-wise, I will go to stock photo websites, but now I don't have to do that anymore, and I think that's really, really awesome. One of the most exciting features introduced in Canva Create are layers. You now have layers within Canva, meaning you can remove some layers, you can switch them up, you don't have to go back or move your elements to find the one that's beneath. So you can do everything within layers, and that's simply amazing and mind-blowing, and I love this new feature. Although I'm not a designer, I really like it, but I know that some designers out there are really, really excited for this, and I think that what they're doing is truly amazing. Next, we have layouts and styles. So have you ever created a design or a presentation where you didn't really enjoy the way it looked? There was just something missing. There was something weird about it, but you couldn't really point it and put your finger to it. So now you have layouts. So the layouts is where Canva takes all the elements, all the text, everything you have on the page or the slide you're designing currently, and you can change the layout. So it will have 2 pictures side by side, text up, text down, and you can choose between a few different or more than a few different layouts and find the one that suits you best. There's also styles where you can change the fonts and the color palette. So you can play with it, and I think it's really cool because I don't really have designer eye. I will admit that. I'm not a designer. I've never claimed I was a designer. So having layouts is something that I'm really looking forward to, because sometimes when I make presentations or when I make carousels, there's just something weird and something missing, and I don't know what it is, but I know that layouts will definitely solve that problem for me. Last but not least, or it's not really the last one, but one of the last features is Magic Design. So all you have to do is go to your presentations. So this is presentations with Magic Design, and type the idea in a few words, and your presentation will actually be done and ready. So if you say something like, I don't know, income report for social media clients, the presentation will come up with all the necessary slides, and all you have to do is change some information. However, if you choose a topic that is something like general knowledge or educational presentation, all you have to do is write your topics, and it will actually fill up the presentation with all the information you need. And all you have to do then is just tweak it a little bit, change a few things, add some information if you have any, and your presentation is done. The final thing that I do want to share with you is Brand Hub. So Brand Hub is not really new to Canva. We always had some sort of a brand kit, but Brand Hub is now a bit more advanced. So you have brand kit still, so you can use your logo, you can use your colors, photos you use the most, then icons, graphics. So whatever it is that you have that is on brand with your brand, you can add it there and you will have very quick access to everything. You can have controls, so you can control whether someone designing within your team can use different colors or they have to stay with brand colors, if they can use different fonts or they have to stay on brand with the fonts. Also, if you need the designs to go for approval, you can require approval before publishing, so they can't publish anything before your actual approval. You can also create brand templates, which is awesome. So you can create templates and then just give them to your social media manager or your designer, and they will use your templates and not go outside of them and stay on brand, make your profile cohesive. I will talk about that real soon. And then you can have brand folders, template assistant. So there are a bunch of cool new things within the new Canva Brand Hub. I hope you will explore all the new features because I think that they're very fun and you could have a bunch of fun playing with all of that. I know I will for sure. So let me know your thoughts. Let me know how you enjoy the new features. What is the one that you've been waiting for the most? And that's it for me today. I will talk to you on Friday with a regular episode from Plan Create Post on Instagram. We will talk about doing your own Instagram audit. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day and the rest of the week, and I will see you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.